If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Why is God noticing her, favoring her, speaking to her? It might be good, but it's stress. Then the dam breaks. Gabriel tells her that she is going to be pregnant.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald, and my friend. It's Christmas time, and at my house, the tree is up, the wreaths and the garland are hung, the decorations are all around, and best of all, the nativity scene in front of the house is telling all the important story that the Son of God came to save us all from sin and hell. Of course, the presents are also all wrapped, some under the tree, and some even sent in boxes already to family. And that's terrific because it's really getting hectic out there in the stores, not to mention the tension and stress of Thanksgiving and Black Friday sales. The very thought that you might be trampled trying to get a loved one a Christmas gift is just nuts. But beyond all that, psychologists and pastors have long warned about the stress of holiday family gatherings. Yes, I'm sure we all have experienced the phenomenon. You're there with family, maybe some you haven't seen in a while, and while you should be renewing that loving relationship, old battles and personality conflicts pop up. Then it's also all the bustle of Christmas with parties, pageants, and people pushing at your already frayed nerves. Okay, we're going to talk about how Christ's birth showed us a different way to handle these frayed nerves. We're going to do that today on Wings of the Morning, but right now, why don't you listen to Mercy Me sing their arrangement of one of the old favorites, O Come, O Come.
O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appears. Come, thou rod of Jesse free, thine own from Satan's tyranny, from depths of hell thy people save, and give them victory o'er the grave. Spring, come and cheer, our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows put to fly.
In the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, we have recorded the announcement of Jesus' birth to Joseph, his earthly father, and Mary, the mother. In Luke 2, it says, "In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, 'Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you.' Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you.'" Okay, there's more details, but do you see it? Do you see it? This is an account that from familiarity we take for granted, even as we envision children's reenactments of the scene. But it is filled with stressors, amazing stressors. First of all, it's an angel, a celestial warrior, bright as the sun, appearing before her, and even not just any angel, the angel Gabriel. He alone would scare anyone half to death. Then he says that God, yes, the Creator, is noticing her, favoring her. We might think that, well, this should calm her. But I think her response is right on. She's troubled. She is a poor peasant girl, emphasis on three of those words. Why is God noticing her, favoring her, speaking to her? It might be good, but it's stress. Then the dam breaks. Gabriel tells her that she is going to be pregnant. Okay, she is pledged to Joseph, and yes, they both hope and desire that when their marriage is consummated, she will have children. But no, this is not the word. She is to be pregnant now. That's a big stressor, don't you think? And God is going to create in her womb this boy, and this boy will be the Son of God on earth. He is going to be Mary's son, and he is also God's son. Let alone the absolute stressor of how in the world could this be? The very idea, the reality that not by Joseph, not by any man, not by the normal manner of human procreation, Mary was nevertheless pregnant, and the baby inside her was God. Okay, this is the very definition of Christmas overload. So what was Mary's response? "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Now, I'm sure she said that with a little trembling. Certainly, with a little bit of hesitation, but certainly determination. Then there's Joseph, Mary's husband-to-be. Matthew chapter 1 says, "Before they," Joseph and Mary, "came together," in other words, consummated their marriage vows, "she was found to be with child." Then it tells us that Joseph considered divorcing her quietly because he didn't know what had happened. Then Joseph was given a dream in his sleep of the Lord's angel telling him what Gabriel had told Mary. Joseph had a pregnant wife-to-be whom he had not had relations with. That's a big, big stress. He was going to be disgraced. In a small village, everyone would know. Another big stressor. An angel of God shows up in his dream. Another big stressor. Him saying to himself, maybe, "Did I do something wrong?" And finally, he is told that his reality for the coming years was that God's son was going to be his son. Wow. If that doesn't shock you, I don't know what will. But what was his response? He got up, made Mary his wife, and became the good adoptive father of Jesus. No questions asked. Mary laid her stress down and became the servant of God. Joseph laid his stress down and became the servant of God. How? Because Mary and Joseph, before all this, had laid down their lives to God. Already, both Mary and Joseph had an intimate relationship with God. The God of peace was no stranger to them. And so whether it was this or some other stress of great magnitude, their hearts were already at home in his hands. So how about you? Are you at rest in God's arms, or are you trying to run your own life? Why don't you change that today? Why don't you give yourself to him totally by praying? Dear Jesus, yes, pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, I see that Mary and Joseph, these very human people, gave themselves to you, even as they were your earthly parents. I need to give myself to you. Please forgive my sin and come into my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-HOME. Or, you know, you can write me at SundayBreakfastMission.org. SundayBreakfastMission, all three words, .org. And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.